thank you, Father. Oh, how you love us. And oh, how you've given us Jesus. Oh, you've given us him so freely and fully to us. Nothing withheld. Thank you for the Lamb. Oh, help us to behold him today. Oh, to behold him today, Lord, like never before. Truly, Lord God. Oh, the Lamb's wife, to behold him like that, Lord God. Lord, you're working and you're mining. Hallelujah, and your saints. And Lord, we are just so thankful. God, it is going to be like the sound of many waters when we get to heaven. And Lord, thank you that you give us little precursor here from time to time. Lord, thank you again for the groaning that's in your saints this morning. Lord, we groan because of your love. We groan, praise God, to see your face. We groan, hallelujah, to be holding you and to touch you, Lord, and to lay our head upon you, Lord God. Thank you so much for that, Lord Jesus. Lord, you've made it so real, Lord God. And thank you again for the outpouring of your grace at this time. Thank you, Lord, for this great, great, great love that we are loved with. We give you the praise, and may we just magnify you and your name and your beauty today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. If you'd open your Bibles today, we're going to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, and we'll be reading from a few different places, but let's start into the first chapter of 1 Thessalonians. And the Lord, praise God, is so sweetly just thrilled me this week. I have to tell you, man, does he thrill you, but you know, he just keeps raising the bar. And I need you to pray for me today that the love of God just constrained me. It just, again, thanking him for this great love and to remain sober for your sake. But maybe I need to not remain sober for your sake. and we'll just leave that to the Holy Ghost. But I've been overwhelmed with the love of the Holy Ghost in Brother Paul. And we rejoiced a little bit on Friday night about how it says there in 2 Corinthians 1:24, it says that he wasn't going to, you know, rule over their faith, but the one thing he really wanted to be was a helper of their joy. A helper of their joy. Isn't that wonderful? That they'd have more joy, more thrill, more love and passion and just excitement. Praise God. How are you not excited when you're in love? I do. I just think I'm like a roe at heart, just like him. You know, it's that young lover. Wham! I'm not thinking of nothing else. I just got to go to be with my love. Doesn't matter what's going on. You know, I'm kooky in love. And praise God, that is his heart for us. It really is, in a sense. Yeah, he's God beyond in wisdom and all of that. And that's awesome. I mean, if you can't see that, you ain't seen anything. You know what I'm saying. But what he wants you to see is his heart. What he wants you to know is that heart of his. And as you have the Holy Ghost witness these scriptures to your life, it's not just interpreting in a certain way. It's there. It's all there. These are the love letters to the bride, from the bridegroom. And it's all there. And it's in passion. It's in intensity. It's in fire. It's over and over. And praise God, it's not just a one-time read. It's over and over and over. And it's new every day because the Holy Ghost does that. Praise God. Now, the Spirit, because of that love, encouraged Paul. I mean, it encouraged this sweet man. Obviously, writing the joy book of the Bible in a prison and all of these different things and thanking God for me to live as Christ and to die as gain and how he gloried in his infirmities and all of these different things. He knew that the love of God for him was so incredibly, so beyond that nothing of this world, whether it was riches or hurts or circumstances or experiences, could ever compare again to the glory, God's glory, that was going to be revealed in Paul. Amen. And in us, hallelujah, as we follow Paul as he followed Christ. But also with that love, it encouraged Paul to encourage others. And that's how he really encouraged others, is he just went on with the Lord. He didn't have to think about it. It was just Christ working in him. The love of God had to flow out. There was no way it was going to be dammed up. It had to blow. Hallelujah. The lid was taken off, and praise God for the joy of the Holy Ghost. There's a lot of people that know truth, but they keep the lid on. Come on now, it's the truth. I was there. Well, you know, it might offend somebody. I don't know. You know, it's uncomfortable. Does it really matter? It doesn't. It doesn't. You know, I don't want to be obnoxious, and God help us, that's not what love is. But love's excited. Love is loving. Love's thrilling. Love wants you to know who I'm in love with. You know, and I always loved my friends. They teased me, you know. I didn't really have a girlfriend around my school or anything like that, and I'd show her a picture of my wife. You know, she's a very pretty lady, and they'd say, oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, all right, you know. I'll cut one of those out, too, and stick it in my wallet, you know. And God's grace, see? Yeah. You come boldly to the throne of grace, you never know what you'll get. And praise God for that. I'm just excited about him today. Hallelujah. But see, it was so revealed in these precious letters to the saints. He was so rich in commending them. You know, he wasn't trying to sugarcoat them or flower them up. But you know what? When great faith and love came out, he was excited about that. And he wanted them to know how that enriched him, that supplied him greatly. He wanted to be around that faith. Amen. And see, that's one of the evidences of the bridal saints. You want to be around that. You want to be around that. Now, you may naturally fight that. You might be shy. You might have a lot of busy things in your life and things of that nature. But don't let the enemy harbor that in your life. Don't make excuses. When you're in love, you got to go. You got to say, you know, you have a lot of friends. You have a lot of loved ones. But then you have a lover. And you got to be with the lover, praise God. And the body of the lover's here today. Do you know that? Praise God. He's the head and we're the body. And I thank the Lord for that and know these things. And praise God. That's why he said so sweetly, how could you say you love me whom you haven't seen and you don't love your brother who you sit by in the next pew? Or in the pew way over there. Huh? So see, those are the things that God, again, not just challenging with us, he wants this for us. He's already lived this for us. He's already given you that heart if you'll just let it live. You don't need to go get it somewhere else. You have that imputed in the life of Christ that lives in you. It is all there. Praise be to God. I thank him for his great grace. But see, he commended them for their great faith and their great love. And here's what he says in chapter 1, and we'll begin reading from verse 3. He says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Isn't that wonderful? Not work of good deeds and all of these things. Faith. Believing the word of God. What's the work of faith? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. They heard the word of God. They were around the word of God. They love Bible studies. Can you imagine? They love coming to church and believe it or not hearing about social events or big buildings that we're going to do or anything like that. But they wanted to hear the word of God. That's why he commended them for that faith. And labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. When you've got patience for the Lord, that means you're getting hit with trial and you're being patient. You're just thankful and hallelujah. You're fighting the good fight of faith because you know it's not worthy to be compared. Hallelujah. That, you know, it's paltry. It doesn't, it couldn't even be said in the same sentence with what God in his love has for us. Knowing, brethren, beloved, I love that, your election of God. How chosen and elect of God they are. For our gospel, he says to them, came not unto you in word only, but also in power. Isn't that wonderful? See, not just words, but in power. There's the love, and in the Holy Ghost, the one that takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. See, the Holy Ghost is the only one that can expand love in your heart, brothers and sisters. That's it. And in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. See, so many things in there, but see, when you receive the word in affliction, you can either get bitter, turn away, get upset, all of those things. Or you can receive it with great gain. And that great gain is in the joy of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. That's what this is all getting to and talking about. But let's go on over now. to chapter 4 as he continues on with this. And let's go ahead and read 9 and 10. And he says there to these same sweet Thessalonians, "But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another." Isn't that wonderful? They see, God teaches us to love. We were without excuse. He is a God of love. "And indeed," listen to this so sweetly, "ye do it toward all the brethren which are in all Macedonia." And that would have been great, and he could have just stopped there and said, "Wow, that's really terrific." But listen to this now. "But we beseech you, that, oh, we encourage you, we lift you up in prayer, brethren, that ye increase more and more." Now, I want you to go for just a minute over to Philippians chapter 1. If you know about Philippians, that word Philippians means the horses. And matter of fact, speaking here of those thoroughbreds, if you ever seen that movie Secretariat, you see the running for that triple crown down that last length, even though it was high time and there was nobody going to catch that horse. That horse wasn't looking around taking glory by everybody else and kind of turning around like that one sprinter did, and you know, kind of looked at him as he was going across the line. That horse had one thing on that horse's mind: that finish line, the end of that finish line. That was it. Just like the thoroughbreds for Jesus, all they're seeing, they're not glorying in their run. They're not glorying in again, how much grace and glory in a sense that they've received in a sense that everybody should see. No, it's all him. It's all because of him. It's all for him. It's all due him. It's all to him. And that horse, it was just delirious. Those eyes, they were lasered. The spit was flying. Hallelujah. This is the same thing of these Philippian saints and this letter to them. But read what he says to them in verse 9, as he says here in chapter 1, verse 9. Actually, let's back it up to verse 8. And he says, "For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ." Oh, how he wanted to be with them. "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more." Praise God. I'm hearing a lot of more and more. And more and more. From glory to glory. And more and more. Praise his name. We growing in the Lord here today? Amen. We grown up pretty much in the Lord today? Amen. And we praise God for that. But brothers and sisters, keep growing on. Keep growing on and on and on and on. You're drawing breath today, on and on, more and more. You got great faith, as he said to these sweet ones. "I just want it to grow more and more and more and more." Oh my. See, with him, brothers and sisters, the glories never stop. Even in the ages to come, it's the exceeding riches of his grace. That's his glory. See, it's grace and glory. When you're in the exceeding riches of his grace, man, you talk about glory flourishing. And he's got that for us right now to the extent that we can receive in our natural bodies. But someday a body like unto his own glorious body, oh my goodness. You talk about glory time. Now, the glories with the Lord just keep on going. And that's why we're here today, to encourage one another in the Word of God. Not in a cheer service, but praise God, this is a prayer service, because we pray in accordance to the Word of God. That God help us to never cease in the fight. God help us to not grow weary, and that well-doing is fighting the good fight of faith. Don't back off. Get bold in it, in every bit of your life. You will be sorry when you let down in any part of your life. I know this. I'm testifying of my own life. You can say because you're busy. You can say because it's more convenient. I can cut a deal with this piece of my life. And I'm talking oftentimes with loved ones. Ones we live in the house with. Whether it's our kids, our spouses, all of those different things. Don't cut a deal. Praise God. Praise God. This he wants all of this. And in that fight, we fight the good fight of faith in every aspect of our life. And to never cease in growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't cease in that. He says grow in grace. It never stops. Just keep growing in grace. That grace is superabounding in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of his grace. Hallelujah. That's what it's going to be. Never stop having this increase of love that has us delirious. Amen. Delirious to gather with the saints. When I don't want to come to church, I'm telling you, the thing I need more love. I got to have more love. I got to love beyond me because I just got selfish. Because God wants me. God wants me to come and to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Brothers and sisters, this is to me, this is to you, this is to us, because this is the word of God. This is our Father to us. Pay attention. Wake up, as she was just saying. We need to awaken. We need to awaken to this. Put away our selfish thoughts, our selfish desires that we think are things that, well, I need a little bit of convenient time. God, encourage us. Now, the obvious encouragement here, beloved, don't be stiff-necked. Don't be stiff-necked. The Word of God says, every root of bitterness. See, he has that for you. He has that for me. I don't want to be bitter. Bitterness stops faith. Bitterness stops joy. Bitterness stops love. Bitterness stops your run. It just does. Not judging. It's ridiculous. But I'm telling you what, there's a thing called evidence, and it's very clear, and God gives it over and over in the Word of God. That's why he says mark them as examples. You see joy runners? Go ask them. Go talk to them. What are they thinking about? Jesus? I mean, real joy runners, do they ever think about themselves? Nope. They just don't. You don't feel good when you're thinking about yourself. You may for a moment, but I'll guarantee it'll let you down. Yeah. Huh? Oh, hallelujah. See, he just gets in there with that word, and he just kind of breaks it up, doesn't he? Hallelujah. Praise God. But see, it's always loving, and it's grace ever increasing. Now, Paul's gospel, essential. Essential, and we know this, to winning Christ Jesus. Amen. See, without knowing Paul's gospel, the knowledge of it, it's impossible, impossible to win God's very best. It's impossible to win Christ Jesus as bridegroom. It's absolute truth. I know this. The Word of God tells us so. Hallelujah. But once Paul preached this precious truth, and once Paul knew that they had received this, he was looking for the evidence after that. Yes. See, he actually chastised those that he had to go back and do it again to. Did you know that? Remember the Galatians? They had received it, and he said, oh, you foolish Galatians, you should be way over here, and we got to go way back here and start back on the milk again when you should be feeding on the strong meat of the Word of God. See, he said, the grace of God is there for it to just go. So he was looking, praise God, at that evidence, the evidence of what was the effectual working in our lives. And what was that? Love and joy. Love and joy. Oftentimes, Brother Hill, and you would hear him say this, God help us to not be a bunch of mossy back people. You know what mossy backs are? You get so stiff on a pew that moss just grows on your back. Huh? Yeah. That's what mossy back means. So now that you didn't ever get that, now you got it. Yeah. Icy back. You know? I can't lift my hands, you know? I always remember that guy I was fishing with. He said, oh, you're a Pentecostal. I just know it. You're too happy. And I said, yeah, but I'm not in fear. He said, oh. I said, yeah, you know what? I do know eternal security too. That's why my Pentecost is really off the chart. Praise God. But see, he was Baptist. And he says, well, you know how Baptists praise the Lord, don't you? And he was so funny. He said, yeah, we get into church and we sit on our hands. You know? Amen. See, this is surrendering, praise the Lord, to Him and thanking Him and just rejoicing in Him. And see, He does that, praise God, in His precious Spirit in our lives. But see, Paul wanted a, and he did, because the Holy Ghost wanted this. Remember, this was Paul because of the Holy Ghost. This is the Word of God through this precious vessel that the Word of God says to mark him, because we follow him as he followed Christ. It's not Paul the man. It's Paul's faith and love. Hallelujah. That's what it is. And see, he preached that your joy may be full, that you would abound in believing. Not just believe, but abound in believing by the joy of what? The Holy Ghost. The joy of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. As he says this, let's go back over to 1 Thessalonians 3 now. Move along. 1 Thessalonians 3 and verse 12. Now, I'm telling you, this guy is intense in the love of God. Listen to this one. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another and toward all men, even as we do toward you. Praise God. You see what's all, you see what's laid out there? You see what he has given? Praise God. What the Lord wants our lives and what to come forth. See, without the joy, brothers and sisters, it dries up. Without the praise, it's just like a dusty ground. Yeah. I saw those waters come down, and man, I'll tell you, there's a lot of water, scary stuff, and a lot of things, but I'll tell you what, when the Holy Ghost releases that water, you better get on top and ride. It'll just mow you right under, you know, and praise God again for what he's given us. But see what it is, brothers and sisters, again, it gets back to self. God help us not to be legends in our own minds. Huh? Now see, I can speak. Again, you're my brothers and sisters in Christ. As a matter of fact, some of us have known each other quite some time and known us in the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we know these things that can happen. You know, knowledge puffs up. Did you know that? Knowledge puffs up if it's not in love. But love edifies. Love brings spiritual encouragement. You do need to know the Word of God. Without it, you don't have anything. You grow in grace and in knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here's your Lord and Savior. It's the Word of God. But but when you really grow in that knowledge, and the knowledge it's speaking of here is the intimacy, the most intimacy of a husband and wife. If you really look up that word knowledge, that's the greatest love and passion there is. He wants you to grow in that wondrous truth, layer upon layer upon layer. You talk about, yea, the deep things of God by the Holy Ghost. It's knowing that Him, that one, in that precious depth of love. But see, oftentimes, again, when we don't look to that grace, and by grace alone, we become legends in our own mind. We start to think that we're something when we're nothing. See, what if Apollos, if you know the story of Apollos, when Aquila and Priscilla came unto him to give him a more perfect way, the more perfect way. It was the perfect way. Yes, the complete way. We're talking about Paul's gospel. Apollos hadn't received it yet. He was a mighty man of God. He was an incredible preacher. He had zeal. He had ability. He loved the Lord. But if he would have just stayed in that pride, because that's what would it have been. Well, I know enough. You can't preach like me. Look at the crowd that I've got. And you too. My goodness, does anybody come to your home to hear the Word of God? What happens if that was his heart? Well, obviously, he would have missed it. He would have just been mentioned a moment, and the moment would have been gone. But praise be to God, the grace of God went on. And you know what? He said, oh, take me aside. The grace of God hit him. Show me this more perfect way. Lead me. Hallelujah. Take me into the depths of this truth of this sweet brother that is named Brother Paul and this dispensation that was given unto him. And praise God, what began to take hold of his life. But then think about how after he did lay hold of that, and then how the people of God, how they went to these different pastors and different things, but then their flesh started to roil up, didn't it? Because what started to happen there? Well, let me tell you something. You do need to love your pastor. Amen. God help you. And it's in the Word of God. We need to love one another and thank the Lord for the ones that God, again, has encouraged to be a mouthpiece or whatever it be, an elder or a pastor or whatever in that regard. But see, what these ones were starting to do, they said, well, I'm of Apollos and I'm of Cephas and I'm of Paul. They were starting to divide. Because what was going on, again, is they were starting to magnify the messenger more than the message. Again, what about Timothy? There was precious Timothy. He was around Paul, and he was ministered by Paul, and groomed by Paul, and all of these different things. But what happens if he was so infatuated with Paul the man that when the word of God came through Brother John, and I'm talking about the book of Revelation, he said, well, wait a second, I'm just going to go over here and just stay with what Paul wrote and Paul alone. Do you know people like that? I know Christians like that that won't ever even look to any part, other part of the Word of God. Don't do that. This is God's Word. This isn't Paul's Word. This is God's Word. And in God's Word, he has the high calling watermark of it that opens up everything else in God's word in a section called Paul's gospel. But then Paul's gospel in that opening of the whole word comes back and shows you that that bridal message has been from Genesis 1:1 all the way to the very end of Revelation. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We thank him for these things. But as we wrap this up today, brothers and sisters, where are we? Huh? Where are we? And, you know, God gets us to this point a lot of times. And he's about ready to send his son. Jesus, he's about ready to say, son, see, that's the one thing Jesus don't know. He doesn't. He's just sitting right there at the right hand of the Father. You think you're excited to go to heaven. Or I should say, you're excited to meet him in the air. See, I'm already in a sense, I'm already in heaven. Shoot, I'm with Jesus. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm not making light of that. What it's to be, I'm not, eyes not seen, ears not heard, nor entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. But I just want to see him. He's heaven. He's beyond. But as much as we want to meet him in the air, we couldn't even, not even a drop to the love that is in that Lamb and how excited he is to come. But where are we today? Huh? Where are we? Have we put on the brakes? Have you tapped them? Don't tap them brakes. Nope. Pedal to the metal. Brother Hill drove like it too. Gotta watch my mom. But whenever we start hitting those brakes, we know what happens. We do. Because you know what? Again, by God's grace, he's allowed each and every one of us at times to hit those brakes. We either become maybe one or all three: cold, indifferent. Amen? We can become even bitter. And what happens is that that shine, that Shekinah glory shine, that shined so bright, it begins to dim, begins to fade. Sometimes it even wears off. Oh, Jesus. Oh, I need to give that to him. And soon, you're not even acting or behaving that today could be your wedding day. And really, brothers and sisters, I just was thinking and so encouraged in my heart. Is your wedding day today? Is it today? Is it today? You know, Paul, I could take you to many places in the Word, and so sweetly he was there with those Thessalonians, and all he was saying is that, you know, it was like, we got to be ready today for the Lord's day, because today it's the Lord's day. The Lord's day could come today. See, in the beginning of the Lord's day, believe it or not, the Lord's day isn't Sunday. The Lord's day, as it says here, is the moment of that first trump. The Lord's day is going to begin. And Paul was expecting the Lord's day always. Paul's gospel, brothers and sisters, is for the lovers of Christ. The lovers. And see, he's given that to you. It's not that, you know what, oh, that's not for me. Oh, no, 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 no. He's given you this message. You've heard this message. It doesn't return void to him. As they said, by grace, what did they finally say? We go on. We go on. I'm confident in his grace that you, that I will go on. Amen. I will go on. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, the lovers, they think one thing. They're like-minded, as we read, that the Lord make us to increase and abound in love, one toward another and toward all men. And I'll tell you what, sweethearts, that won't ever happen until, by God's grace, we fall in love with the truth. Praise God, praise God. Let's bow. Yes.
Beloved, is anything hard for the Lord? Look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Set your affection on things above and not on things of this earth. Do you need a refuge? It's underneath his wing. You're dead, but you're hidden in Christ.
Praise you. Lord, we give you all the thanks, the glory, the honor, and the praise for your great love to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.